It's time to talk Colton Wildcat football. Justin Fluke with you, joined each week by head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats improved to 8-1 last week, winning their opening round playoff game against Santa Fe Trail. The final score 49-16, the halftime score 49-0, and Colton able to get a lot of younger guys involved in the second half of that game. But coach, a little bit of a slow start. Santa Fe Trail really tried to slow it down and limit your possessions, up 14-0 after one quarter, but seemed like you were very efficient, especially on offense when you had the football last week.
Yeah, I thought we did a lot of things well. I think we had a couple plays there and a couple penalties that hurt us, and we've got to eliminate that. But overall, I thought we came out and got better last week, and you know, we just had them overmatched, and that's just the way it goes sometimes.
So many big plays. I mean, for a team, you know, you're averaging over 9 yards per play this season. I guess that's a good thing, but is it frustrating at times? You know, you scored 6 offensive touchdowns the other night, and every single drive only took one play or two plays to score. Have you been able to, I guess, put the work in, especially lately, and are you okay, I guess, with having those big plays and quick scoring drives where your offense isn't on the field a lot, it seems like?
Well, I think when it counts and in the playoffs, you're okay with that, but we, you know, you're right. There's a lot of games we haven't had the chance, you know, maybe since the Hayden game where we had 72 rushes to just really pile on some plays and execute. And when you do that, you do get better.
I asked you about the passing game last week, but I guess I should again, because you probably haven't coached back-to-back games where you've thrown 3 touchdown passes. Matt Lear's continuing to be super efficient with, I think, 9 of his 11 completions this season now going for touchdowns. But obviously something you wanted to work on the last couple weeks and something you have to feel pretty confident about now moving forward, huh?
Yeah, we have put some time in it. And he throws the ball well, and we have some guys that catch the ball well. And with what we do offensively, it's about stretching the field and stretching the defense, and if people are going to give things up, we have to take advantage of that.
Is the defense getting better? I think just 46 yards and maybe only 2 first downs to Santa Fe Trail in the first half last week. But is that unit, I guess, continuing to progress and where you think they need to be?
They are. I mean, we started the year with a lot of guys playing in new positions, and we've moved some people around according to what we're going to see, we think, in the playoffs defensively. And as people get to know their positions and play with better fundamentals, we make more plays. And, you know, I think our next level is really playing faster and running to the ball better and more team tackling and aggressive on the passer.
Colton ranked number 2 and winners of 8 straight. They continue their 25th straight postseason run with a game at home against Bishop Ward on Friday night. We'll talk about it with Coach Barta right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Colton Wildcat football. And before we preview this week's matchup, I wanted to ask Coach about the 2012 Colton State Championship team that's being honored, the 10-year anniversary of that squad. Coach, I'm sure a lot of great memories. I got a lot of great ones myself, but what kind of stands out or what, as you look back, maybe are some of the key things that you note about that 12 squad?
Well, they were a really good defensive team, and our defense put us in position to win games almost every week. And I know we're really looking forward to seeing those guys come back. We get to see some of them here and there at weddings and those different things, but excited to see them back and seeing how they're moving on with their lives and the success they're having. And, you know, just that was a fun season, a fun group to coach.
This season continues with your home game against Bishop Ward here, a Bishop Ward team that is 7-2. They've come a long ways after having a pretty long losing streak for quite a while, but also a new team that you haven't faced. So what have you been able to learn, and what kind of things are you looking forward to here in tonight's matchup against the Cyclones?
You know, ironically, I think KC Ward might have been the first home playoff win for Colton High School in history. So all those years ago, that's kind of where we started, and they come back tonight. And they're a very athletic team, very aggressive on defense, a lot of big plays on offense. They stretch the field well. They've got a couple running backs that can make a shake and make it hard to tackle. So we're really going to have to team tackle and put pressure on the quarterback.
I guess the other big thought going into this week, a lot of kind of hype about the weather, and you can't change it, and it is what it is, and you can't really prepare for it either, I guess, but something you haven't had to deal with a lot this season, I guess, is playing in some rain or some wind, and when it's been a little bit cooler. Are those things that you discuss, talk about with the team, and try to prepare for a little bit, or not really?
You know, we've had those opportunities to practice here and there throughout the season, and for it's surprising if we have wind on a Friday night at Holton High School. It seems like the wind always stops and stops blowing, and we'd really kind of like to have it. But I think the field will probably be solid unless we get a whole bunch of rain, and it is going to be cold, and nobody's used to that, so we'll see how we handle that.
Final thought, Coach, what do you feel like are kind of internal keys or things as you seemingly continue to get pretty healthy, but what are some other things internally you feel like need to be good, executed well to get this win in advance tonight?
You know, we're just going to have to play aggressively on defense. We're going to have to secure the ball on offense and make sure we communicate and be ready for all the looks that they might give us and just play as a team and have a good time playing football.
Should be a fun game. Best of luck in the contest against the Cyclones. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic.